producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Brandon Lang stops by to give you the skinny on this week in the NFL. For fun, we throw in some NFL a couple of times a week. We do a nail the score. If you miss that, next week it's appointment radio. Tuesday into Wednesday, second hour, last segment. You call up, you tell us who you think's going to win the game of the week once the computer chooses it. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just picking a team of the two teams and giving us a score, and as you may know or not know, the scores are so lopsided and all over the place, there is no dumb answer. We're just looking for a right answer. And perhaps you'll be the person that will nail the score, as now we're in week 5, so it'll be week 6 next week. And this time around, we had some interesting guesses, I think, with the with what we're doing with nail the scores. So we'll see if anybody nails it. Let's just say the Patriots are playing this week. Also coming up in this hour, we hit the mailbag. Any thoughts that you have? A lot of people download the show at GCNLive.com. Or you're listening to us live somewhere and you're thinking, oh, I want to throw something in about that. Or I know about the Apollo pictures that are all over the place. The treasure trove, I want to talk about it. Or whatever it is. Or the treasure trove of the emails of Hillary Clinton, the gift that keeps on giving and is sinking her battleship, to say the least, right from the top. The big concern still is over the flooding in South Carolina. The good news is help is on the way. Help is already there. And the water is pouring and some of the dams are bursting, but people have been evacuated. You know, when you talk about 14 people dying because of floods, and we know there have been some horrific floods in our country's history all over the place, all over the country, and there have been higher totals as far as loss of life. One life is too many. But if you could see those roads that were washed away, 20 inches of rain, pretty scary stuff, my friends. Rupert Murdoch, part of the Buzz in the Backyard, that's what America Tonight's about, as he said in an interview that it was time for a real black president. In fact, it was tweeted out all over the place. He's pretty much saying that Obama's not a black president, that we want a real one, because he's talking about Ben Carson. He was supporting Ben Carson, and that was the reference to Ben Carson. So there was a reference to a New York Magazine story that asked whether Obama did enough as president for the black community, and he said he didn't, that it was disappointing. So, of course, the whole thing wasn't tweeted out, and that was confusing to some people, but it certainly blew up the Twittersphere. There's no question about that. And speaking of that, what is trending on Twitter, some of the stories that we, of course, are talking about, that'll come up at the end of the show. But Rupert Murdoch's tweet was, Ben and Candy Carson, terrific. What about a real black president who can properly address the racial divide and much else? So there you go. Hillary Clinton still trying to come up with a plausible explanation for the whole email thing. She'll get her chance on the 22nd, really, when she's grilled more about Benghazi than anything else. And speaking of Benghazi, not a good thing, not a good day for Kevin McCarthy, who really wants to be the next Speaker of the House. And the reason why is because McCarthy has more than stepped in the middle of it with his Benghazi comments. And will he ultimately pay the price as well? He certainly needs to watch his back. There's no question about that. I think he just didn't realize. He admitted that it was a gaffe. Some people are calling him a total dope. That he is, what did I read today? He's a bumbling yahoo who's about to be second in the line to the presidency. You have got to be kidding me. He absolutely admitted that he screwed up when he made the statement about the Democrats and trying to bury the Democrats in the whole Hillary Clinton Benghazi nightmare. So as the House Majority Leader, trying to make that leap to Speaker of the House may be a little tougher. He insisted the committee, which was impaneled after multiple bipartisan investigations, found no wrongdoing and is a genuine attempt to get to the bottom of what happened in the Libya attacks in 2012. He said Benghazi, so you know it, he said Benghazi's not political. It was created for one purpose, one purpose only, to find the truth on behalf of the families of four dead Americans. He told reporters when he was asked that he had inadvertently aided the campaign of Clinton, who released an ad Monday highlighting McCarthy's comments from the week before. So there you go. Because he said that this was a gotcha moment, pretty much, to paraphrase, to go after Clinton and the Democrats. Let's go after Grimm. He's our first one up here on America Tonight. You can always throw in your two cents. Shoot for the bottom, or really almost the end of the this hour. 855-266-5283. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
I'm just fine, Kate. I'm still glad that you're sounding better, you know. Because Monday, I wanted to call in about Hillary over the weekend when she was doing her speech up there that made national TV, and she started crying over the gun control.
Yeah.
I don't think she was crying about that. I think she was crying about the $1 million she lost in donations and the fact that she may be going to jail.
Yeah, not good.
It's not good for her at all.
No.
Now, also, I noticed, too, because I was going to mention this, that, you know, McCarthy did his first interview. I saw that. And I tell you, I don't want him. He ain't got no backbone at all.
Yeah, he apologized. He backed around what he said. He really wants to be the Speaker of the House, and he really messed up for the Republicans, actually, by saying what he said, even though, as Bob Ney told us, you do those things, but you don't say that.
Well, it's not that, Kate. I'm talking about, just for the Californians, his aura.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. His
you know
aura,
I mean?
I love that, yeah.
I mean, just, you know, as soon as, you know, boop, I got first sight of him, I'm like, no. And then I find out, he's a lottery winner. Well, anybody, you know, he's just buying his way through.
Well, that's what he did. He won the lottery, and he started a sandwich shop, and absolutely. But you know what? Money often leads to, I want power, often leads to, I have a political position. You're right.
Well, I feel sorry for all of them, you know. And like I keep saying, it's their own undoing. And when they get up there, just see how much what he buys when they're walking across globe floors and buildings. And, you know, I mean, money has no meaning in heaven.
Boy, that's so true. You can't take it with you, you know the old saying.
Well, you get up there, you can't say I got more than you.
You cannot.
Paved in gold.
That's right. You can't say that. You're absolutely right, Grimster. Thank you so much.
On the road again.
Willie says it best, on the road again. Check out kateontheroad.com. Register.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Quickening days of diminishing light. Into the
Welcome back to America Tonight. We have Dean Krasovitsky with us, and we're talking about something pretty significant here that so many of us are dealing with. How do you navigate the role reversal that so many of us face with an aging parent? It's called parenting your parent. And this is a thing that happens to all of us, but there's not a great roadmap for it. Dean knows all about that with his work with Manchester Place Care Homes. And maybe it's time when you talk about assisted living to know more about assisted living and how do you do your homework to find the right place. Dean, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So when we make that switch, and so many of us are unprepared for it because we just don't, we don't want to think about it when we're younger, and then we're faced with the reality of it. What would you say is the first thing that you really need to do when you start to think about assisted living? How do you know when it's time?
Well, you know, we were talking about this with our doctor yesterday, and I think there's a couple things that you need to be aware of. I think the most important piece of information that you need is to know exactly what your parent is facing, whether it's a mental decline, whether it's a physical decline, a little bit of both. And so that's your first challenge, because you don't really know the right questions to ask if you don't know what's going on with your parents. The second thing that you want to look at is how socially involved are they where they live? Is their community fulfilling a part of their life that's important, with interaction, with friends, with activities, or are they kind of sequestering themselves by themselves in their room and spending the majority of their time there? So those are probably the two biggest things that you need to understand.
Yeah, so in other words, to make good choices, right? I mean, is the socialization, and I would imagine I'm answering my own question, but you would know even better than I would, the socialization process is important even when you're older, correct?
I think it's probably more important, really, because, you know, loneliness, depression, kind of, you know, being by your, if, as you're forgetting, I guess the right way to put it is, as you are forgetting little pieces of your life, and you spend more and more time alone in your room instead of being with people that are familiar to you, it's kind of like a, it's a bit of a rabbit hole that you can fall down. So you need to be able to have social interaction with people. If it's family, it's family. If it's friends, it's friends. You know, it needs to happen in a way that'll keep you engaged. And when you're engaged with other people, those people will know and see some of the things that you're going through, whether it be, oh, she keeps forgetting where she put her car keys, or, oh, she, you know, calls me by the wrong name all the time, or it could be something a little more severe.
Yeah, so when you are talking to people about that, those are some of the questions that you ask, right, about what's happened in the past, what are you looking for, what do you find that most people want to see for their parents? I think we want to know they're safe. That's got to be number one, I would assume. But we want to know, I think, other things, even like food, et cetera, about where we're putting somebody, correct?
Yeah, that's very important. I think one of the things I ask people, you know, is, so tell me what's going on with your, you know, your mother, your father, your loved one. And what I hear probably more than half the time is, well, you know, I'm not really sure, because where they're at now, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of new faces all the time, and they're not really able to tell me, well, your mom or your dad is not eating very well, or they had a bad day today, or they had a good day today. So a lot of the time, the mental image that a prospective resident will have in their head will be from what their family member was like 5 years ago. And, you know, it's in our lives today, we're all very busy. We all have things going on, and it's very difficult to say, okay, well, you know, I'm going to take my half an hour this week and spend with my mom or my dad and really get a true picture of what their day-to-day is like. And I think that is the biggest challenge facing, you know, families today is, you know, what's going on with my mom and my dad? Because, you know, like for me personally, you know, I have four kids and I, you know, I'm happily married and, you know, I'm running around all the time. And I think I have, you know, maybe 2 hours a week where, you know, I don't have to be somewhere probably. That might be a slight exaggeration, but, you know, so it's difficult for everybody. And I think when we have our parents or our loved ones at a licensed long-term care facility, and they become less appropriate there, no one's really going to tell you until it's too late. It's kind of like everything's great until it's not.
Yeah, boy, so well said. Everything's great until it's not. So Manchester Place Care Homes and everything that you do with assisted living, you have different options, right?
What we try and do is create a real residential environment. So all of our locations are small. Mm-hmm. They're typically 8 residents. Mm-hmm. We have a 4-to-1 resident to caregiver ratio. So we're able to really devote good attention to people as they need it. And, you know, as we've done this, we did it on purpose. We built them small on purpose. We have a smaller ratio on purpose because, you know, that's a real distinction out in the industry. The thing that kind of got us moving forward is, you know, the response from the community has been tremendous. We've never advertised. We typically carry a waiting list. And we're planning to open a larger development here in about a year, which will be still the smaller locations, but instead of having one here and one there and one 2 miles away, they're all going to be on one 3-acre parcel of land in Dallas.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. And the age range probably can be a little bit all over the map, or maybe not. What's typically the average age?
You know, I've had as young as late 60s, and I've had as old as 104. So
wow.
It kind of is all over. But I would probably say mid-80s to mid-90s is probably where you see a lot of our folks.
Yeah, and How important are the visits from the family? Because I know a lot of places set up family visits or that kind of thing. Do you have special things you do during the year?
Well, what we try and do is we try and create a real home-like environment. So we invite the family to come every day as often as they want. We don't charge them if they want to have dinner or lunch with our with their family member, because we feel that that brings, you know, an added dynamic to that person's world. And we do have a few things over the course of the year. We have a holiday party. We do something on the 4th of July. But for the most part, our families are very engaged. And they're, if not there, we have some families that come every day. We have some that come, you know, weekly. And then we have a couple that come, you know, for the family party, and that's about it.
Wow.
But so, for the most part, the kids are very engaged.
Yeah, and I bet as you've gone along the way, too, you've probably learned some things you didn't know. What was the biggest surprise to you about the assisted care business, I'll say?
Well, you know, I'll tell you that it's not really an assisted care business that opened my eyes. What happened was I had a resident who had severe Parkinson's, and he was hunched over, and he was a big Cowboy fan, and I was over at the house one Sunday. This is about 5 years ago. This is right when we started. We started about 6 years ago. And he wanted, we couldn't figure out the TV. And I don't, and at some age, my son became better at manipulating all the inputs that I did. You know, so I brought him in to do that. And I was, and he was working with John and to find the Cowboy game. And I was looking at John's wall, and on his wall was a signed letter from Harry Truman, thanking him for, you know, for valor during World War II as a saboteur in the hang gliding corps. And the next to that was another letter from the United Nations. And it really opened my eyes that that's not the guy in room three. That's John. And John has a very, very interesting history. And he had a very big life. And somebody needs to recognize that. And I think that was kind of a changing moment in my life.
Yeah, oh, I love that story. So true. Tell, you know, everybody has a story. What's the story? And just because they're older, they've probably had many interesting things that could be shared, that's for sure. This has been a great conversation. Manchester Place Care Homes, you can check it out at manchesterplacecarehomes.com. Pretty easy. Dean, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. My pleasure.
All right, pretty interesting stuff. It's something that a lot of people don't think about. It's like we said, all of a sudden you look in the mirror, and every day, hey, we're all getting older, and before you know it, you've got a parent that you have to figure out, geez, what am I going to do, and do they need to be in assisted living? And I saw some of these places, and that's why I had Dean on. This is another edition of It's Your Business, and I love the way they do that. It really feels like a home. Individual homes is what it is, and as he mentioned, the people are people. They're just a little bit older, and they have their independence, and they have things they do together, and I just absolutely love it. I love the business model for sure. Stay with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth, and I don't care. Could you look me in the eye and tell me that you're happy now?
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. It's that time of the show where we look at the numbers, and boy, there's a lot of numbers to look at. So without further ado, we can count. Here we go. I'll do the intro. Do, 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 do. I don't know how it goes. Oh, me, oh, my. All right, so it is about the numbers of We Can Count. 6.5 million in North Charleston reached a $6.5 million settlement with the family of Walter Scott. If you don't know the story, Scott was shot on April 4th by a former North Charleston police officer, Michael Slager, after being pulled over for a broken brake light and later hit in the back when he was running away. That video, I don't know how many times it was shared, but it was on all over the place. He was later charged with murder in the case. The state circuit judge denied him bond last month, saying his release would constitute an unreasonable danger to the community. Wow. So this was the other part of it the city and the family were able to reach a settlement without a lawsuit. Even the mayor said that's a good thing, and I agree, it's a good thing. And this was a terrible, awful thing that happened to Walter Scott. And there's just no way you would look at that video and you can't believe what you're seeing. This is a clear-cut case, and that's the reason why the reaction to from other people, from the outrage, that I think was well-founded in this case. So Scott had four kids, and they obviously all benefit from that settlement. So that's the name of that tune. That's your number, and that's a pretty big number as far as settlement goes. And then we bounce to something else, a different kind of number. You know, the world is full of famous chefs, and they've been made more famous by the advent of the Food Network and celebrity chefs and how big the chef industry has become, bigger than just these fabulous kitchens and these great personalities. So you have Louisiana chef Paul Prudhomme, who is really credited with popularizing, I would bet, Cajun and Creole cuisine. He died Thursday. You know, his nickname was K-Paul. He loved New Orleans. That was the name of his restaurant there. 75 years old. He had a brief illness, they say, and couldn't come back from that. But his career started in 1975 as an executive chef at an upscale New Orleans restaurant, Commander's Palace, that was pretty well known. And he has had an interesting upbringing. He was one of 13 children born to Louisiana sharecroppers, who also, I think, shaped his how he liked his ingredients. The farm to table movement, which is so popular now, he was one of the first guys to do that, and he was one of the first celebrity chefs. His restaurants attracted giant crowds, so he was pre-Food Network and was very, very popular, needless to say. All right, as we continue with We Can Count, it's all about the numbers, like I said, and there are plenty of numbers to talk about. Even when it comes to the world of sports, the Texas Rangers, in their first game out of the chute in their quest to go to the World Series again, beat Toronto, surprisingly, 5-2, the final score there. And Houston found their zone, 5-2 win over KC. I'll spare you some of the details. But I really especially think that the undoing of the Jays by the Red Sox is pretty interesting. Then Thursday Night Football provided us with some numbers. It wasn't our game of the week for Nail the Score, but for the second game in a row, the Colts dealt with no Andrew Luck, Matt Hasselbeck, the quarterback, and they win 27-20, beating the Texans on Thursday night. Because now we have Thursday games in football. Thursday night games, Monday games, you get it. Anytime they can add another game, and that's exactly, I think, the philosophy behind all that. But a win that the Colts need for sure, and without Andrew Luck there, it is true, it is much more difficult. He is the glue that holds that team together, and I wonder when it's all said and done how many rings he'll have. So far, nada, but it's early going in his career. Here's one for you. We talk about the people being released from jail, and I saw some statistics today. The Washington Examiner is all over this whole thing. Sanctuary cities explode to 349,295 illegals released from jail, 6,460 still at large. It's the still at large number that scares you from ICE. So, you know, there's been a massive public outcry about sanctuary cities after the California woman was murdered by an illegal immigrant, released from jail in one of the cities. But the number's grown to 340. New statistics show they released about 1,000 inmates, many with violent histories. That's my problem. It's one thing if it's a nothing burger charge and it's trumped up and it has to do with pot or whatever. But when you're talking about a violent criminal and then the chance that they would do it again. In fact, there were some interesting details that they pulled together. 58% of those with a prior history of concern had prior felony charges or convictions. 37% had serious prior misdemeanor charges. 5% had multiple prior misdemeanors. And that list goes on, yada yada, just like that. But it's scary when you look at the criminal side of someone's docket and their release, and it's different. The two don't always match up with what we assume is happening, and therein probably is the problem, assuming we know what's going to happen, because we don't. We don't know what's going to happen. Great intentions, but what do the intentions do? Here's something to get you a little hot under the collar. Got one eye open, or you're driving home after a short third shift. A new study came out that showed the government workers made 78% more than private sector. We keep talking about how big the government is. The average, $52,688. Federal workers' pay and benefits, the benefits are pretty good, were 78% higher than private employees. The benefits for the federal workers, pretty dramatic. Federal employees made $119 million in total compensation last year, while private sectors earned $67,246, it's not $119 million. It's $119,934, and the difference with the private sector, $67,246. So there's your difference, $52,000. So the government is an elite group that secures and tries to keep, I guess, high-paid employees. So why are you leaving that job? And the answer is you're not leaving that job. If you look at the averages. Sometimes, just like how teaching used to be, you'll have one spouse that jumps into a government job that they like, and then suddenly another spouse jumps in, and you know how that works, because of the benefits and because of the pay, and they're not finding that in the public sector. Here's another one for you. Depressing. I hate to talk about these kinds of stories, but it seems like they're happening every single week. Parents and students say a third grader terrorizing the East Bay Elementary School had people on edge. A third grader. And it's in Contra Costa County. Some people are saying they're going to stop sending their kids to school because it's a dangerous place. So students and parents at Mount Diablo Elementary School in Clayton saw one child as terrorizing the entire school. He punched someone in the stomach. He threw the trash can at the bathroom door. And they say it seems like he runs the whole school. So how many letters went home to complain about this problem of the third grader? Can you say 150? That's a lot. They might want to think about doing something there. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
All right, we're rounding the final bend again for this hour of America tonight. And as always, the mailbag is full, 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 so let's check the mail. I'm here. I think our mailman went away. Or I didn't hear it. Can I hear the mail again? The call for the mail?
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, there it is. I couldn't hear it in my headsets. Maybe you all heard it, America, so I heard it for the first time. Very nice. I do have mail, and lots of it. So let's go to the mailbag. And this is our first one. It is from Kathy, who says, Katie, I can't believe what happened with Kevin McCarthy. I guess that's a stupid expression. I can believe it. I think it was a smart thing that happened. He knew that he put his fanny out for everybody to see. And he was a dumb choice after all. Once again, just because it looks good on the surface and he sounded good, the lottery winner was a ding-dong. And it was smart of the Republican Party to pressure him, get somebody else in there who's a straight shooter. No offense, but I think he would have been lousy at the position. Already stepping at himself in the beginning is never a good sign. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, did you see the president talking about using executive order or one of his minions to impose new background requirements on people buying guns. What do you make of that? Oh, I make it of that as the reaction to some of the shootings that we've seen happen, the latest one being in Oregon. But, you know, here, nothing about the victims, nothing about treating mental illness, nothing about what's symptomatic and what's happening. Instead, let's just do something with the guns, whatever we can do. So let me explain it to you, though. The change would require dealers who go over a certain number of sales a year to have a license from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives and do background checks for people trying to buy guns in those gun shows. And so far, the president has been incredibly unsuccessful in trying to toughen gun laws. So he signed 23 executive orders in 23 months after the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Connecticut. He even asked the administration for help, saying, what kind of authorities do we have to enforce the laws that we have in place more effectively to keep guns out of the hands of criminals? So this is what the change would do. People who sell a ton of firearms, volumes, already covered in a statute because they already are defined as engaged in the business. So to add more confusion, let's add this. Crazy. We move from executive actions to bouncing back to more politics as usual. Trump says they're giving me credit for Kevin McCarthy dropping out, and I assume he'll take whatever credit he gets. At least it seems that way. Trump made an announcement that McCarthy's withdrawal to a crowd of supporters in Vegas on Thursday when he decided to drop out of the race for House Speaker. Okay, quickly, let's go to a few others. Sarah. Hi, Kate. I've been a cop for some time. I really love my job. It's really scary what's happening out there. Granted, there are some of us in blue that are awful and have every right to be demoted, dressed down, whatever. But there are so many good people who wear the uniform. It's sad to see it tainted. Sad to see it tainted. So, I don't know. Do you think it's tainted? You should definitely call us, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to be a part of this whole thing. So videos at Planned Parenthood, or a video, a Planned Parenthood abortionist said the sale of fetal tissue should not be seen as a new revenue stream, because this is part of the whole argument. How much money is rolling in as a result of what they're doing at Planned Parenthood, where really, if you look, I have to say this because I've done some digging, if you look at a little research, it's really the bigger factor is it's not, for the most part, most, and I say most, are not doing that fetal tissue selling, but it doesn't mean that none of them are. Planned Parenthood is saying the tissues are not used for profit. In that undercover video that was made, they said that was never, the sale of fetal tissues shouldn't be seen as some kind of revenue stream. Unfortunately, the cat's out of the bag, and the old saying goes, the bag's in the river. So trying to change the dialogue now, forget about it. And I think this is where, and I've gotten a ton of emails from a lot of you about this whole thing with Planned Parenthood. It would take me 5 days to address everything that's been written to me. So I figured I would just lump it all in as you keep asking me, what do you think I think is going to happen here? And it's all about votes. It's all about funding in the sense that if there's some kind of legislation or it's not being fed the money it needs, then it goes down. A 13-member panel is going to investigate the health care organization under the watch of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. In fact, even Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona held a diaper of a premature born baby in his hands and said the videos that were released were completely authentic. But I have a feeling we have not heard, by any stretch of the imagination, the last of that. We definitely have not heard the last. Thomas says, Kate, what do you think? Donald Trump, is he still heavily favored? Who do you think gives him a run for the money? Well, it depends. I mean, so many people are saying they'll move if he gets the nomination. And if Donald Trump gets the nomination to be president, boy, that says something about our country in a lot of different categories, including just flat-out frustration. Hey, forget the politicians. They don't know what they're doing. So anybody who's got a decent amount of money, knows people, you can run. And we're fine with it. So that may be what ends up happening. Might be what happens. Here's another one. Kate, what do you think Russia is doing? Throwing it in our face? How they're participating in Syria? I don't know if they're throwing it in our face, although when I saw the 60 Minutes interview, I kind of thought that. But I don't know if that's true on the surface anyway. Because Russia is denying the claim that the four Syrian missiles that crashed in Iran, they were hooked up with. And Russia's defense minister denied a claim by the U.S. Department that four Syrians bound for Russian cruise missiles fired from the Caspian Sea that crashed it to Iran. Not good, alphabet soup, we know that. But Russia denying. Keep denying until you sweat. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.